So what were the skills that were being developed in Ralph Goodyear's historiography class? Well, certainly there were specific historiography skills that the students were developing that were very specific to the subject area. There's a lot of discussion about how, or a lot of research actually into just how specific skills are in terms of the context in which they're learned. And I think the balance of evidence suggests that some skills are very specific to a particular context and don't carry over very easily. But often there are elements of that skill or, for instance, such as the attitude or the approach that does carry over to new contexts. And I think there's some very good examples in the scenario here of more general skills that the students were developing. And here's my list. Well, first of all, he's developing a whole range of communication skills. Students have to participate in online discussion forums. They had to structure their assignment around a narrative theme, a storyline. They had to make class presentations. So there were several ways in which they were required to develop their communication skills. Then we can see knowledge management also very much a focus in this scenario, where students had to select sources and they had to justify their selection of sources and give their reasons for them. And of course, there was evidence of critical thinking activities. In particular, the students had to compare the three theoretical approaches in terms of their own research and where that best fitted. And then lastly, of course, it was collaborative learning. The students had to work together on a project and learn how to work together to get the best results. So I think that's a very good example of what might seem a rather academic subject, history, which actually has the potential for developing a lot of the essential 21st century skills. Which brings me to the second question. Are they relevant to a digital age? And I would say they are extremely relevant to a digital age. And so, I think there's some specific skills needed to be a historian or doing history, but also a range of more generalizable skills.